Rango, who is Miss Fitz?
She's Europe.
Right, she is Europe. Hank, who am I?
President Monroe.
Correct, and what was my ultimatum, Maribel?
Hands off the Western world.
And what is that known as, Robbie? Robbie.
The Monroe Doctrine.
What do you say, Maribel?
The Monroe Doctrine.
Robbie?
The Monroe Doctrine. The Monroe Doctrine.
Maribel?
The Monroe Doctrine.
Together!
The Monroe Doctrine.
The Monroe Doctrine.
Hank and Wilma join in?
The Monroe Doctrine. We were speaking of Wordsworth's personal relation with nature.
Hands off the Western world.
That's all for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, Merkel. He dropped the pencil. You know, I was wondering if maybe you and I could...
What did you say, Robbie?
Oh, nothing. Excuse me.
Come on, Robbie. We'll be late for algebra.
Some girls like me, some girls don't like me. But she's the first one who ever ignored me.
Well, didn't you find anything else odd about her?
No, I know what she looks like.
Sorry, Dad.
Get out your homework, will you, Rob, please?
What kind of things does she go for? I gotta find some way to get her interested. Yeah.
What are you doing, Bob? Sending SOSs?
It's the darn lamp.
Dad, which word starts with Q besides Queen?
Quiet.
Yeah, but how am I going to find a picture of that? I've got to find a picture of all these words.
Hey, Bob, look at this. Not the darndest thing?
Yeah. Would you mind standing there on your left foot while I read this paper?
But, Dad? How do you feel about people with gold teeth?
Well, I thought you'd never ask.
Seniors had to take a placement test today, and that's the kind of questions they asked.
Oh.
Quake, quick, quack.
There must be a loose connection or something. But why there?
Unless you're going to be a dentist, why would gold teeth interest you at all?
Are you kidding?
Robbie.
5 more minutes, Jack.
No.
Here's a picture of a chicken. Maybe I can say it's a quail.
Hey, most guys stay on the phone a lot longer than I do.
Most guys get better grades, too.
What are you talking about? I got a 94 on my last history test.
What's the use of having a letter nothing starts with?
Did you hear what I said, Dad?
Yeah, you said you wanted to stay on the phone longer.
Why? No, about the 94 in history, Dad.
Boy, where did you run this wire anyway?
Well, right over the door.
Over the door? Well, you did it the hard way. Why didn't you just fix the outlet?
Okay, Dad. My history teacher, Mr. Wiley, boy, he's the greatest. He makes something dull like history seem fun. You know, easy to remember.
Yeah, excuse me, Ron.
Where's that plugged in? Over at the Pearsons?
You should have been in the war with Tripoli, Dad.
Yeah, I'm sure I would have enjoyed it. Here, sit down.
Miss Fitz was the Pasha, and her pirates wouldn't let us American ships cruise down the hall unless we paid them money.
Oh. Well, there's a loose wire in this plug, Bud, but why standing over there would...
I'll get the screwdriver.
I'd like to get rid of X and Z, too.
Mr. Wiley was President Jefferson, and he sent the Marines, Al and Fizzy and me, over to settle it. Boy, oh boy, can I make one more phone call, Dad?
Yeah, as soon as you finish your homework.
Gee, it's awfully important.
What's her name?
It's Maribel Quimby, but it's not her I'm calling.
Got a picture?
Of what?
The Quimby. It could be my second Q.
Oh, get off her, will you, Chip? Maribel Quimby is a swell new girl. I'd like to take her to the sock hop, but she won't even smile at me.
Smart girl.
Fizzy's girl knows her, and I want to check with Fizzy.
You're not going to have time for one of those marathons with Fizzy tonight.
Anybody seen a picture of a railroad or a rhinoceros or a rat?
If I could just get her interested, I'd know we'd hit it off big. She's my type.
Who isn't?
Yeah, but you ought to see the way she doesn't look at me. What's the matter with me? I'll tell you what's the matter with me. I'm dull. Just plain blah.
Well, now that we know what the problem is, all we have to do is solve it, huh?
Yeah.
What's the name of your history teacher?
Mr. Wiley, but what's...
Well, Rob, why don't you try using the Wiley method on Mirabelle Quimby?
Huh?
Well, didn't you say he was able to make dull subjects interesting?
Yeah.
There we are.
Thanks.
One thing about Mr. Wiley, when he goes into action, you sure can't ignore him.
Now, when things start acting up, the thing to do is take the time right then to trace down the source of the trouble and...
I mean, I want to help you, but to run over somebody with my bicycle, it's the whiny method. That's the way he makes dumb things exciting. But it's even against school rules to ride my bike on the ground.
Look, you're not going to run over her. I'm going to throw myself between Mirabelle and the bike. Here she comes now. Come on.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Take it easy. I just painted the bike.
Make it look good. I thought you said it.
Hank, you know better than to ride a bike on the school grounds.
Well, I... gee, Miss Pitts, anybody can make a mistake. I tried to flag him down, but he just wasn't looking.
I might have expected this from some boys, but certainly not from you.
Well, gee, Miss Pitts, Robbie... Miss Pitts, he didn't mean to run over you.
Now, Hank, I hope you realize, as Robbie does, that there are other people on the streets beside yourself. Thank you, Robbie.
Wowee.
Boy, it worked.
What do you mean it worked? I never saw Miss Pitts so sore.
You treated me like a hero.
Yeah, you're a hero, but what about me?
Oh, you did fine, Hank. You'll do even better next time.
Next time?
Your book's to page 127. Lochinvar by Sir Walter Scott. Wilma, will you start at the top of the page?
Come on, I
young Robin's eyes come out of the
west.
Through all the wide border, his steed.
I'll be over in 2 minutes.
Thank you, Wilma. Hank Ferguson, will you continue from there?
No.
What?
No.
Very well, Hank. I'm sure I can count on Robbie to save the situation.
From Dixieland?
In Dixieland, a big white stand to live and die, Dixie.
That's beautiful South. Now, you ready in the North? Rally around the flag, boys. We'll rally once again.
It's a wonder you didn't lose the war. Who are you?
Kentucky.
Right. Now, remember, Kentucky, each side is out to get you. Let's start out with the South. Now, farmers in your rural districts gave the South a... Abolitionists dragged Kentucky towards the Union.
You already got me in enough trouble. We lay off. Just once more.
Slaveholders pulled Kentucky to the South.
I can't say those things about women and girls.
All right. Class. The Union wanted to keep hold of Kentucky for a strategic location.
Yeah, those things in the hall.
Look, so long as I can hear my Mirabelle can hear.
Hold Kentucky for a strategic location.
I can slug you without saying those things.
The Confederacy fought to hang on to Kentucky to control the Ohio and the approaches of the northern Mississippi.
Come on, man. Yo, he.
Gee, I'm sorry, President Lincoln. I mean, Miss Pitts. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
I'm afraid it's my fault, Miss Pitts. I'm very sorry.
Well, I only came in to say the bell has rung.
Oh, thank you. We didn't hear it, what with the Board of War and all. Class, we'll settle Kentucky's fate tomorrow. Dismissed. Rango, I'll have some help with the desk and get a couple of guys for me.
Robbie, I can't do it. I just can't do it. Okay, Hank. I sure thought you were one guy who'd never let me down. Oh, for Pete's sake, Robbie. Well, okay, but if it doesn't work this time, I'm through. Let's go.
Who needs school? Who needs teachers? Who needs school? Who needs teachers? It's a crummy world, and learning a lot of lies in books won't change things. I don't believe you really mean that, Hank. Grow up, Douglas. Don't waste your time looking for justice, truth, honor, and beauty. They don't exist. You have only to look at these pretty girls to realize that there is beauty. Women. They only spoil what little good there is. Show me a man dazzled by a woman, and I'll show you a millstone. Hank Ferguson, you apologize to these ladies. You're not telling me what to do, Douglas. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Yeah?
Hey, take it easy.
Don't worry, ladies. I'll fix them for that. Hank Ferguson, your time has come.
Robbie, are you hurt?
He barely touched me.
Stand up and fight like a man. Don't worry, ladies. He'll apologize, won't you,
Mr. Wiley?
Hank, what's going on here? Thank you very much. You two boys go into my room.
But Ashley, Miss White...
Into my room, now! Now! Okay, the rest of you go on to class. Hurry up. Come on. Shop. Go! Move! Just see what sort of is.
Now look at the spot we're in. Yeah, Mirabel took off before we even got to the best part.
Hank's a changed boy.
Well, if you'd like to let me handle this, Miss Pitts, I'm faculty advisor for both the boys.
Oh, yes. I never thought I'd hear justice and honor denied in these halls. And by a boy I once admired.
All right, Robbie, you can go on to your next class now.
Gee, Mr. Wiley, you're not going to do anything to Hank, are you?
Well, that's something Hank and I will have to work out.
Well, there are lots worse things than trying to run over a teacher or being rude or disobedient in class or fighting in the halls, aren't there?
Boy.
This is what?
Well, what I mean is they sure wouldn't be enough to get a guy expelled, would they?
Well, they might give him a running start.
Mr. Whitey, you just can't blame Hank for that. It was all my fault.
Robbie, I admire your loyalty.
I'm not loyal. I'm just a low-down, dirty rat.
Goodbye, Robbie.
I got Hank into this, and now I'm going to get him out. But, Mr. Whitey, I'm not going to just...
Goodbye!
sorry, Hank.
Yeah.
Mr. Wiley? What if you're that old sea captain who sailed that beat-up English ship in the Roanoke Harbor and didn't find anyone there except the lost colony that had disappeared?
What?
I mean, no matter how mysterious things look, there's just got to be an explanation.
Oh, boy.
Remember Columbus?
Vaguely.
Well, Harry was sure he'd found India when it was just little old...
Watling Island?
Yeah. But you read the book and Columbus didn't.
Okay, but what does Watling Island have to do with this situation?
Plenty.
Are you trying to say that things aren't always as they appear to be?
Yeah. I'm just trying to tell you what happened.
All right, Bobby, I'm listening.
What if you were Juliet, or Priscilla Alden, or Queen Guinevere, or any of them? Now, you wouldn't think much of General Custard if he didn't have any Indians to make his last stand with, would you? What I mean is, if a guy doesn't have a dragon to fight, or Norman invaders, or Apaches, well, how in the heck is he going to be a hero to Scarlet O'Hara?
Yes, I can see that would be a problem.
Sure. And unless he's got a darn good friend who doesn't mind being a bunch of wild Indians on the warpath, or a boatload of dirty old pirates, or a...
Hold it. I think I get the picture. But Robbie, if Scarlet O'Hara were attending this school, what name would she be using?
Oh, I don't know. I guess... some name like, Maribel Quimby or something like that.
Hey, you're General Custer. A bunch of Indians on the warpath? Sit down, Robbie. Well, it looks like I was wrong, Hank. I guess you're the one who should be getting to his next class.
Oh. Gee, I'm sorry, Robbie. Robbie didn't mean to make any real trouble for anybody, Mr. Wiley.
Robbie... Why on earth did you risk your reputation and Hank's just to impress a girl?
Well, it works well for you.
For me?
You see, Maribel thinks I'm dumb. So Dad told me I'd have... I mean, I was trying to make myself interesting. Well, like you do with history.
You were using my teaching methods for your romantic pursuits?
Yeah. I was trying to make a dull subject interesting.
Robbie, what would happen if Miss Pitts used the Wiley method to teach English?
Well, that just wouldn't work out at all.
Right, any more than it did for you, or any more than I could use her method to teach history. People have to do things in their own ways. So, General Custer, maybe the best way to interest Scarlet O'Hara or any of them would be to do what is natural for you and nobody else.
Yeah, well, what's natural for me doesn't interest Maribel. Hey, wait a minute. Getting a spell makes me interesting. Like Benedict Hale.
Robbie, you're not expelled. This time. And it's Nathan, not Benedict. Well, let's just say that this was my fault. And please, please never try to use the Wiley method again. Well, as far as Maribel is concerned, maybe you get further if you just didn't try as hard. Relax and be yourself, which, believe me, is anything but dull.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Mr. Wiley. I just wish Maribel felt the same way.
Oh, Robbie, you passed the library on your way home from school, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Would you please pick up Middleton's The War in the West for me? Every copy in the school is out.
Middleton's War of the West. Sure.
See you tomorrow.
Langley, Candish, Maribel.
What am I doing?
You don't remember me too well.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, well, I was that kind of dopey guy who sat about three seats down in the row behind you.
In Mr. Wiley's class?
Yeah. I was Missouri when you were Maine. We were admitted to the Union together, remember? Now, some people don't think I'm tender, but some others don't even notice me at all.
Gee, I don't understand that. You're very noticeable. One of the most noticeable boys I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? Gee. I didn't even think you even knew I was alive.
Well, sometimes a person feels like being friends with somebody, only you don't know how to start.
I know what you mean.
You don't seem to have any trouble.
Yeah, but don't forget Columbus.
You mean about Watling's Island?
Gee, just think how much luckier we are. All along, I thought you hadn't even noticed me.
I thought the same thing about you.
Can I walk you home?
Sure.
Me too.
I promised Mr. Wiley I'd pick up a book for him.
Yes, so did I. Middleton's The War in the West?
Where's somebody else, Rob?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, did you ever pitch me a curve?
What do you mean?
I darn near got expelled.
Expelled? You mean from school?
Hey, I wouldn't have blamed them. They had every right after what I did. Guys have been expelled for doing a lot less.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now, what am I sorry for?
Don't worry, Dad, I covered for you. I gotta go.
Now, wait a minute, Rob. You covered what for? And where do you have to go?
Oh, I think it'll be okay. Anyway, it's too late to worry about it now.
To worry about what now?
Boy, when I'm a father, I'm sure going to be careful of the bad advice I give my kids.
Think how I'd feel if they ended up in jail.
Good night.